we're never too happy when we've come off the pitch with a defeat. But I think I think we've just got to really look at the things we do well and try and keep our confidence high, because I think if we sort of start getting down on ourselves or beating ourselves up too much, it could be a long season. I think we need to be aware and have a look at the things where we've maybe gone wrong as well and where we can improve. But one thing we've got to do is stick together and keep building on the good things, and I think that'll help.
Where can the Albion improve? Were they poor defensive goals today, Aaron, to give away?
It's a lucky goal. It's a deflection. It's one of those where we could do a bit of luck like that. I think I'm sure we'll have a look at it next week, and I'll probably be able to answer some questions better then when we've had a look at it. I think sometimes it's when you come off the pitch and it's sort of the perspective of how things went, when you've been on the pitch and how it actually happened. When you get a chance to look at TV, sometimes can be slightly different. So I think we can answer some questions probably better next week when we've had a proper look at it. And we'll go from there.
The manager's brought in Darren Bent. What effect did that have, A, on the squad before the match, and B, out on the pitch?
Well, Benty will give you goals. We've seen that today. He's off to a good start already, and he had a few chances too. He was unlucky. Maybe he could add a couple more. So he's a threat. So he gives you that threat, in behind, that sharpness. And I think if you look at his career, overall, he's always scored goals. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons why he was brought in here, to try and help get some goals.
One of the frustrations for the manager today was that with the set plays, it didn't seem to work out. The manager seemed to have trouble getting the message over to the players. Is that a communication problem? What's the problems with those free kicks and set plays?
That's a good question. It's something we've just got to, we work a lot on set pieces actually through the week. And everyone knows the role, and I think it's a case of just having our own personal responsibility to sort it out a little bit better, maybe. I don't think it can be blamed on a communication thing from the sideline, really. We know our jobs and we know what we've got to do, and I think we just have to execute it better once we're on the pitch.
It's interesting you say that, because the manager was saying, I take responsibility, but Adam Bergo, our summariser, was saying it's the players' responsibility. Mm-hmm. The players are on the pitch. They've got to enforce the plan that's put in place.
Yeah, I think we have to shoulder a little bit of that responsibility for sure. As I said, once we step across the white line, it's up to us to, as I said, to execute it properly. And, we need to maybe improve a little bit on that.
What's the feeling in the dressing room, Aaron? I mean, you've been around this game a long time, but the Albion in the bottom three tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's never good reading. And, I can't say anyone's happy with that, for sure. But it's something that, as much as there's no getting away from it, there's something we've just got to get on with it. It's going to be a hard Christmas, for sure. Just where we are, it's going to be a scrap. But we just got to knuckle down and get on with it. And, as I say, look at the areas where we can improve, and try and improve on them. But at the same time, we've got to try and keep our confidence high, and the things that we do well, the things that we know that works for us, just got to keep going with those, and hopefully then things will start to turn for us.